Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 393. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off there with a Norwegian band named Slutface. The song I played was called Empire Records, and as the title track from the band's four-song EP, which came out last year, November 18th, on Propeller Recordings. I know three things about that band. One, they got really good reviews for their shows at South by Southwest. Two, I will probably never see them play live. And three, I really like that song. And that's enough for me. I think those songs you can pick up on their Bandcamp. If not free, then it's very cheap. And do yourself a favor and do some sampling there of Slutface. That is written S-L, and then that O with the slash through that I probably should have looked up to see what the Norwegians call it. But there you go. Kind of like the null symbol. So S-L, null symbol T-F-A-C-E, but pronounced Slutface. Anyway, hello. I'm back in the States, high fidelity here in the Too Much Rock Studios, a.k.a. my desk. I've got music for you this week, so I should play it for you. We're going to duck back here to 1984, a track from Paul Collins' Beat. This song is called All Over the World.
You say that you can have a good time. I don't doubt it, but it takes time, time to find what you got in your heart. Searching such a long time just to find the
All over the world.
wonderful set of power pop there, as to be expected on the Too Much Rock podcast. We ended things there with Midnight Snacks with three X's from Oakland, California. We played the song Love That Sticks, and that's on the new album Chew On This, which came out February 14th on Pelican Powwow Records. I talked to Sarah, who runs the label, and she wanted me to let you know that the label name is changing. It will soon be Space Taker Records for a more inclusive label name, I think. Before that, we heard from the legendary Paul Collins Beat with the song All Over the World. I believe that was the lead track from the To Beat or Not To Beat EP, which came out in 83 or 84. I'm not exactly sure. That's because I just picked that up as part of a twofer. Lollipop Records on April 28th will be releasing the Long Time Gone and the To Beat or Not To Beat EPs, 12 tracks in total, on all formats. That's vinyl, CD, and cassettes. What a world we live in. And so you'll be able to pick up those that have been long out of print in most formats. The EPs got mixed reviews when they were released, and they're still kind of mixed, but there are some tracks on there that are really good, and that one right there is definitely the best, and, well, that's why I played it. I guess I should let you know how the new podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music for you now. Something new from Guided by Voices. The song is called Overloaded.
Took it, saw the chance to lead a life I couldn't lead. Saw my chance, saw my chance and I took it, so that I could be more than. Maybe it's not so bad. Some water goes to sleep, rinse and repeat. I saw my chance, saw my chance and I took it. Saw a chance to rid myself of my toxic ways. Saw you smile, but I must have mistook it. Sometimes we hide ourselves, and I wish I could go back to my fragility and innocence, was all I knew. You saw your life. Saw your life and you took it. Saw a chance to leave a life you couldn't lead. You took your last breath. I was there when you took it. Did you know?
Well, that's a shot of somber there for you, isn't it? That is Sorority Noise from Hartford, Connecticut. The song is called Either Way, and it's on the EP Kindly Stopped For Me, which was released back last year, April 22nd, on Top Shelf Records. I've been hearing good things about the band recently, and so I went and picked up what I thought was their newest EP. Turns out they've got a new album coming out, and I'll feature that on next week's podcast probably. But I picked up the wrong album, and that EP was kind of a somber affair, which evidently is not the new work that everyone is talking about. So I look forward to listening to that new album and sharing that with you next week. Before that, we heard from the BVs, and that song is called Ray, and it's on the new album Speaking From a Distance. That is not out until April 7th on Klein Untergrund, Schallplatten. My German, so bad. Anyway, that band, I don't know exactly where they're from. They met in Falmouth in the UK, but I think they may have gone separate ways since then. I think one of them is in Germany, and that might be why they're on Klein Untergrund. Schallplatten. Sorry. A very, very solid album there and put together very well. And then we started things off with Guided by Voices, the song Overloaded, and that's on the new album August by Cake, which is like 32 tracks and 71 minutes of unadulterated Guided by Voices. That is on the Rockathon label, which is Pollard's own label. No shock there. And that will also be out on April 7th. That track there I enjoy, and there's a couple of other ones I enjoy. Nothing that blows my socks off, because this isn't my favorite incarnation of Guided by Voices, but there's always a couple of really good tracks on every release that he does. Anyway, I'm out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 393. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Looking at the concert calendar, there's a few things coming up here. On the 25th, Stiff Middle Fingers are playing at the Replay. On the 27th, Witch Jail is at the Riot Room. The 30th, Blink-182 at the Silverstein Arena out there in Independence. On the 31st, Captured by Robots at the Brick. Looking into April, Witch Jail the 1st at Blind Tiger, Total Overload Fest is playing at Prohibition Hall that day, which is like 10 wonderful bands playing all day long. On the 2nd, Modern English is playing at the Record Bar. On the 7th, Cloud Nothings at Record Bar. And then back the 21st of April, you'll see Of Montreal also at the Record Bar. Looking at the website, a few things have popped up in the last week. I've got photos and videos of the Advanced Bass and Karima Walker show that happened out at the Jackpot. Photos and video of the Tim Darcy and Molly Burt show, which happened at the Riot Room. And then photos and video of the show with Whiffs, Bolos, and Drugs and Addicts that happened in the basement of Blind Tiger. So some rock shows happening, which is what happens when I return to the United States. Too much rock. Anyway, one track left for you. I'm going to play a track by Mob Mentality, which is a new oi band based out of Philadelphia, or just outside of. The song I'm going to play is the title track from their new four-song EP. It's called No Honor, No Guts, No Glory. It is self-released as the band is looking for their next step, I think. A little rough recording there. A little bit more than demo, but a little less than studio high fidelity that you might want. But it's oi. And the message is exactly what you'd expect from an oi album. There's not a lot of refinement, but maybe you enjoy this. Maybe you enjoy the punch to the face every once in a while. I know I do. So let's end here. Thank you for listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast. This is Mob Mentality with No Honor, No Guts, No Glory.